Time now for sports with Anthony Verasso.
The Oaks boys basketball team picking up their first win of the season last night, 54-46 over Loyola Frederick. The boys team now 1-2 on the season. They're going to be back in action again Friday when they host Ellendale. It was a tough day in the world of sports yesterday. First, in the NFL, 40 players were put on the NFL's COVID reserve list, including 8 players for the Cleveland Browns. Rams wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. was also put on that list. For the Vikings, Dede Westbrook put on the list yesterday as well. Vikings will be on the road Monday night to take on the Bears in Chicago. In the NHL, the Minnesota Wild had their game postponed last evening against the Carolina Hurricanes as 4 Hurricane players were added to the NHL's COVID protocol list. Wild will host the Buffalo Sabres tomorrow evening. Sticking with the Wild, their general manager Bill Guerin has been named the U.S. Olympic general manager for the 2022 Hockey Olympics. In the NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo, James Harden, just a couple of the names that were added to a long list of players who were put in the NBA's COVID-19 protocol yesterday. The Chicago Bulls, in fact, had their game postponed due to not having enough players. Other NBA news, Steph Curry and the Warriors were at Madison Square Garden last evening taking on the New York Knicks. And in the process, Curry hitting 5 three-pointers in the win, and in doing so, passes Ray Allen for the most three-pointers of all time, with 2,977. Timberwolves on the road this evening when they take on the Denver Nuggets. Tip-off for this one is at 8 p.m. For more news and sports anytime, check out our website, newsdakota.com.